Well, hello, hello, guys. It's Dr. K. Durairaj. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic surgeon in Los Angeles, California, and I run an amazing Instagram called Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. Check it out. And you can find me on my website with the same name. And I would love for you to subscribe to this podcast, which we do twice a week. On Tuesdays, a little longer version. On Fridays, a quick 5 minutes. And I'm here today with beautiful Angie McCallion.
Hi, everyone.
She's on the podcast today. So just wanted to introduce her. She's an amazing makeup artist. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Angie.
So I started in beauty about 5 years ago. And ever since Instagram blew up, it's been a roller coaster. It's been fun, you know that,
yes,
from your growing numbers. And basically what I do is red carpet, beauty, fashion. I was in New York Fashion Week. I've done LA Fashion Week. And, you know, just traveling, you know, with my clients anytime they're on, like, TV, Extra, all those little fun stuff.
I'm always with them. Yeah. So glamorous.
Yeah, it's a glamorous life. It's a lot of work. People don't know.
And you're self-taught, right?
Yes, I'm self-taught. I didn't go to makeup school. I did get certified by my girlfriend, Lilith. She has a makeup school in Sherman Oaks, which is actually the number one makeup school in LA. I've also taught at her school as one of their teachers for their, they have seminars like every month, mm-hmm, and I've done two seminars there. And yeah, it's nice. It's teaching's also, I mean, you know, teaching is really fulfilling.
It is, yeah. It's good to have your tricks, like I have mine with injectables and fillers, but it's also great to just be the kind of person that wants everyone to be successful. Like, I think there's more than enough room for success for everyone, and you got to teach, otherwise who's going to do our faces?
Exactly, and right? When we're not around, you know, we could have people that have, you know, learned our way of doing makeup or your, you know, way.
Our techniques,
and it's, I'm so open about my tips. I have Instagram videos showing how to, like, contour my nose, contour my jawline. Everyone thinks, like, I'm a lot skinnier than I am, but no, it's a lot of contouring.
Angie's such a contouring expert. So one of the things you're going to do for me is give me a video on how to do nasal contouring.
Nasal contouring. It takes practice, but everyone can do it. There's different ways to do it, too. There's the really intense way of, like, layering cream products and powder products, or you could just do powder, mm-hmm, which is a lot easier for, like, every day. Mm-hmm. And there's also ways to, like, make yourself look a lot more tan, which helps with contouring as well.
Interesting. Yeah, so many visual tricks. It's interesting because filler is a lot like makeup contouring.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, when I do a nose, like an injection rhinoplasty, I'm really careful to look at where the points are that light hits, because that's what you see reflectively, and that's what you guys do with the
bright highlights. Oh, my God, lighting
bright
is
highlights.
So important. Yeah, even when you're taking your pictures for, like, Instagram, you always have to face the light, not be too overexposed, make sure you have a little shade over your head. There's a lot. I mean, a good open window with, like, a white curtain is, like, the best, because it gets, like, that diffused look, but you still get sunlight.
That's so true.
You don't need, like, all these fancy lights. You could just, if you have, like, natural sunlight, that's your best lighting.
That's ideal. Angie is so kind. She's the first person who told me about ring lights. So I got my first ring light with you.
Exactly.
And
you have to have a ring light. Especially when you're doing, like, meticulous face work. I feel like if you have, like, not the best natural light, you definitely need, like, a ring light and, like, a nice camera.
I know. You gave me camera tips, too.
Camera tips, yeah. If you have a nice camera and a good ring light. I mean, at my house, I have a ring light and, like,
what's
soft
your ring
boxes.
Light that you like?
Oh, my God. I think the brand is Stellar Lighting.
Stellar Lighting. That's the same one we have. So shout out to Stellar Lighting Systems for you girls who are starting out. It's really nice, simple, easy to use.
And it comes, like, with a stand if you want. It comes with, like, different lights to put over it if you want, like, more of a warm tone. Or I know you have cool and one warm, which is perfect. That's what I have, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I haven't really played around with that too much, but I like the way that looked.
Yeah, they come with, like, different lights, but, I mean, this is ideal. You want daylight.
Yeah.
Daylight-looking stuff.
And you're a very natural girl, but what's your regular face routine?
So my everyday face routine would probably be sunscreen. Dr. K sunscreen.
Excellent. Good answer.
Good answer. Eyebrows, which I feel like a lot of people aren't really, I mean, you have beautiful eyebrows, you don't need to fill them in, but a lot of people, that is, like, the main thing that will frame their face. Uh-huh. So if you have one thing to do every day, I would say eyebrows.
Everybody should do nothing else,
just do eyebrows, sunscreen, and a little concealer.
Yeah.
And I carry mascara with me, so even if I don't have time to do it at home, if I'm at, like, a stoplight or if I'm early for a meeting, mm-hmm, I'll throw on mascara and then, like, a tinted lip balm.
That's perfect.
Yeah, you don't really need anything else.
Yeah. I noticed that you're getting a little bit of melasma. Are you out in the sun too much?
I'm not out in the sun, but I do.
I'm analyzing.
I know,
as we
you
talk.
See this
little they bit have of brown like, spots. I'm definitely going to get you my bleaching pads to try.
I'm going to try your bleaching pads. I think I've had them in the past, and I go through them so fast.
They're amazing. They have vitamin C, kojic acid, bearberry, arbutin, so a lot of natural lighteners. Plus, we can even do prescription strength with hydroquinone, so 6-8 or 10% hydroquinone.
Yeah, I've been meaning to restock on the pads, so I'm glad I can get that today. And your hyaluronic acid, the gel serum, right?
Yes, that's
the blue
amazing.
One. That's the one that I want to get today.
That's my bestseller, one of my bestsellers, because it just really draws 1,000 times its weight in moisture right into the skin.
Oh,
so hyaluronic
excited.
Is so important. And you got to get a good version of it, because mine is fractionated into 3 small molecules. They penetrate the surface of the skin. Now every big brand out there has a hyaluronic product. They're not all equivalent. So just everyone keep that in mind when you're doing your homework and spending a ton of money on brand names. Your Nordstrom and Sephora brands don't necessarily have the same efficacy.
Potency and everything.
Ingredient strength and potency. Yeah. Oh, I tell patients that, you know, I know you guys, makeup artists, love Sephora and Nordstrom's products, but they're like 2% active ingredients by law.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, versus in doctor's offices, our ingredients are 20 to 30%. So,
yeah, doctor grade, health grade.
Physician grade.
Physician grade, yeah.
Better, faster results.
But of course.
How important do you think it is to have healthy skin under your makeup?
Well, it's so much more important now. Everyone used to think that, you know, drying out the face and making sure like your skin is super clean is important, but actually moisturizing and doing an intense nightly skincare routine is gonna make your makeup like to the next level.
To take it
to
the next
people
level.
Think like our skin is just, you know, I mean it is God given, but if you take care of it, you could get rid of so many problems.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's so many makeup artists that are so skilled like you. And I see on Instagram how they hide like tons of scars and acne, and it's like a whole different person with makeup. But I think the best is beautiful skin under the makeup.
It's so important to stay hydrated too.
What are your top favorite drugstore brand products?
Oh my gosh.
Like, give me your number.
Foundation?
Yeah.
Definitely Maybelline. They have a Fit Me foundation, and they also have a new Color Stay foundation. But the Fit Me is actually the number one.
Really?
Foundation in all of drugstores in all of America, and it's the Maybelline. It's so good. And I also really like L'Oreal Infallible.
Okay.
I just use the Pro Glow foundation from L'Oreal. It's really good if you have combo or dry skin, and they also have a matte version for really oily skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. As far as mascaras, the L'Oreal Voluminous.
Okay.
Carbon Black. It's amazing.
That's awesome. You're a big fan of false lashes, though.
I like individual lashes. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of like thick or too long.
And I like them natural too, like the ones that just stick on the ends.
Yeah, or it looks like it could be your normal lashes.
Yeah, otherwise you look too much like a baby doll.
Yeah, I don't like it too doll-like, you know, or too thick because then I feel like it takes away from the makeup. And we do a lot of eyeshadow work, so.
And then tell me about your favorite lipstick.
My favorite lipstick, oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Let me think. I do really like NYX. I don't know if you know, it's a drugstore brand. They sell it at Ulta.
Yeah,
NYX.
I do.
They actually have some of the best lip products.
Oh, okay.
And I've been using it since, like, oh my God, that was in high school.
Oh, awesome.
My favorite tinted balm is from them. It's called Peachy Fuzz. Mm. And it's actually what I'm wearing now. It just gives it, like, a peach tint, but it's also a balm, so it's hydrating.
That's pretty. Yeah. That's really pretty. I like that.
As far as, like, lipstick, YSL has really nice lipsticks.
And what kind of movie stars do you do, and how is it like to work on a movie star's face? Because sometimes I see lots of famous people. So I know that there's a little intensity to that, and there's a little extra level of performance that you deliver. Is that like super stressful to do someone's makeup before they go on the like Academy Awards?
Honestly, I would say it's less stressful doing a celebrity than like a normal client.
Really?
I swear to God, bride.
Less than a bride, yeah.
Brides, mother-in-laws, I feel like they are the worst. Not the worst, but they have this vision of what they want.
Yeah.
And for a wedding, it's like hopefully they're only going to get one wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
So, when I do celebrities, like I have a couple
girls that are
can
on red carpets.
Can you mention which celebrities you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you post on them.
I do Shawn Johnson. She's an Olympian.
Nice.
Olivia Jade and her mom, Lori Loughlin.
Oh, yeah, Lori Loughlin. Yeah, I love her. She's Full House.
Yeah, Fuller House. She's on some shows on Lifetime, When Calls the Heart and Garage Sale Mystery. It's actually a lot less pressure doing them because they're so much more natural, and they let you kind of have, you know, they tell you what they're wearing and they're like, okay, you pick what kind of makeup
really?
You want to do. So they have a lot of trust in you, which is really nice.
Yeah. Well, probably they get their makeup done all the time, so they're like, whatever, it's going to, you know.
Yeah. And
if you're more calm, you probably get better results.
Oh, for sure. If you kind of let the artists do their thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's so exciting.
Yeah, it's super fun.
And Angie, you've had your eyes done with me before. Let's talk just really briefly before we go about how did you like that experience?
Well, the reason I came
under
to...
Under eyes.
Yeah, the reason I came to... Oh, yeah, you just did my whole eye. gave me a new eye. No, the reason I wanted to do my under eyes is, well, first of all, your technique is, like, really different.
Yeah.
And I obviously trusted you, but I just felt after the age of 30, well, I'm going to be 32... So I've been doing it for the past couple of years. I just noticed I started looking really tired.
Uh-huh.
And I almost didn't like the way I looked because I started to really start to look a little old.
Uh-huh.
And it's when you're overworked, you're not getting enough rest. And immediately, like from the day that you did it, it wasn't like I had a smooth, perfect, puffy under eye like when I was 16. It was like a natural look where it's like I look rested,
uh-huh.
but I don't look any different,
yeah,
which is really important. Even the way I do makeup, like I don't like to make people look different. I just want them to look a little more youthful and rested.
Yeah,
and that's what I got.
I don't like people to look bulging under their eyes or look like they have no more contour
hollows. Exactly.
Like humans should have a little hollow under their eye.
Natural.
Yeah, but you look hydrated and fresh. And
fresh.
It's, yeah,
definitely.
Very painless, I think. Mostly, my technique, I use a cannula. Very important if you're out there and thinking of getting your under eyes done, you definitely want to use a cannula. That's a blunt tipped device, like a needle, but not a needle. And that prevents injury to important structures. Like, that's the most critical thing. Like, we all want to look beautiful. None of us wants to be blind.
Exactly.
Right? And
yeah.
You would really, really be destroyed if you lost your vision in the process of trying to gain beauty. So be careful. See experienced injectors. Don't get this done in a medi spa somewhere.
Oh my God, yeah.
Please, it's not the same as getting your lips done, even though I have strong feelings about getting your lips done right, too.
Of course. I mean, your face is really important, but
yes,
especially your eyes.
Especially your eyes.
I wouldn't trust anyone but, you know, your doctor.
Try to trust us. Yeah, see a physician. Our knowledge of anatomy is definitely going to be superior to someone who takes, like, a two-hour or half-day training class. And I respect a ton of nurse practitioners out there. Lots of nurses do great results, but it's very individualized. So see someone that you've checked out, make sure they use a cannula, protect your vision, and don't overdo it. Do little baby steps.
Baby steps. And I always do half on each side.
Half a syringe is a totally good, reasonable starting amount. You can always add more, but you don't need to look bloaty and puffy.
Yeah, that puffy, for some reason, I've seen girls that gotten their injections, they look so puffy, and it's like, it's almost more unnatural. Like, you're supposed
yes,
to fix
it draws
problems,
attention.
But it draws way more attention to
yeah,
their face, you
that's
know?
So true.
And you're an ENT, right?
I do head and neck surgery.
Yeah,
yes.
So your knowledge.
That's the
of...
new name of our specialty.
Oh, okay.
It's been like in the 50s, it was called ear, nose, and throat. But
right.
In the nowadays, it's head and neck surgery because it encompasses everything from the brain to the clavicles.
Oh my God.
So
that's great. So, yeah, if you trust anyone, it's going to be.
I mean, I specialize in faces. So
there you go.
There you go. Well, thanks for trusting me.
Of course.
Yeah.
I always have a great time when I come here, and thank you for always helping me and assessing my skin, and we need to do the microneedling next.
We definitely need to do microneedling. You'll love it.
Okay.
So
I'm down.
Okay. There you have it, you guys. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Angie, where can they find you?
So they can find me on Instagram at Angie McCallion.
Spell it.
A-N-G. Wait, am I Angie? Yeah, I'm Angie McCallion. A-N-G-I-E. M-I-K-A-E-L-I-A-N, and my website is angelicamcallion.com.
Yes, and also on YouTube. Her videos are amazing. So, and that's all you got for today. So thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And I would love to have you guys come visit me here in beautiful Pasadena, California. Check me out on my Instagram, Beauty by Dr. K, and our website, the same name, beautybydrk.com. And I love you guys. Stay beautiful.
Bye.